Turn with me to the Gospel according to Matthew, Matthew chapter number 2 this morning. And we're going to read the Christmas story this morning, or Matthew's account of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm curious this morning. When I read this, it said that in verse number 11, and they saw the young child. I'm curious this morning of what they saw when they saw Jesus. I want to ask you a question this morning. We know faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and we know that we walk by faith and not by sight. But I want to ask you a question this morning. When you see Jesus, what do you see? When you picture Jesus Christ, what do you see? This time of year, being leading into Christmas, what do you see when you see Jesus? I'm curious about that this morning. Matthew chapter number 2 and verse number 1. I would ask you to stand once again as we reverence the reading of God's word. And the Bible says, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? We have seen a star in the east and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Father, I beg and I plead for something that I don't have. And Lord God, this morning, that is this, that is the power and the protection that only the Holy Ghost can send to this place. Lord, this morning, I pray you give power this morning to the ears of the hearers to hear the word of God. And I ask this morning that you protect what they hear this morning, and let not Satan rob it from them this morning. Lord, the most precious time of the year is the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son. Lord, we get tied up in a lot of things this time of year. But Father, when we see Jesus, Lord, it changes all things. I pray this morning that they be a man, woman, boy, or girl that has never seen Jesus this morning. And I'm talking about spiritually. By faith this morning, I pray this morning would be a day that they had come to know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Father, I don't have the power to permit that, but you do. Lord, I don't have the authority to permit that, but you do. All the authority I have is what you've given me, and that is to preach, thus saith the word of God. Lord, I'd ask you this morning to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Have your will and way in the name of Jesus. And I'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. For it's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. This morning I want to talk about, and I want to preach, and I want to sit down in this text this morning. Wise men see Jesus. Or wise men seek Jesus. When the wise men seen Jesus here, the Bible says in verse number 11 that they fell down and they worshiped him. Truly, every person that worships Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is wise. As I studied this week, I want to share with you, what did they wise men see when they saw Jesus? What did they see when they saw Jesus? You know, can you imagine that they walked in there lying in a manger? They saw Jesus. Lying there, they saw the Son of God. Lying there, they seen Jesus Christ. And what did they see when they seen Him? This morning, I want to share with you three things that the Word of God shows me in this text that the wise men seen when they seen Jesus. Can I say to you this morning that they was blown away? You say, how do you know that, preachers? Because they fell down. This morning, you know, when you fall down, you either stumbled or you was blown away when you fall down. This morning, I want to share with you, number one, and I want to do this so easy that you understand it this morning. Number one, this morning, when they seen Jesus and they looked and they beheld that baby there, when they seen Jesus, they seen the promise of God. When they seen Jesus, they seen the promise of God. This morning, as we read in the text this morning, the promise of God was on Jesus. When they looked into that stable, when they looked into there where Jesus was, they seen the promise of God. You say, what promise had God promised to Jesus this morning? I'm glad you asked. I want to show you in verse number 2 of the text. It says, they came saying, where is that is born the King of the Jews? Where is He at? This morning, the promise number 1 was this. When they looked down, they seen that promised King. Can I say to you this morning, there's only one King and His name is Jesus. There's only one King this morning and His name is Jesus. This morning as we get into the text, when they looked down, they seen the promise of God. They seen that promised King. They looked into the eyes of the King of the Jews. But I say to you this morning, He wasn't only the King of the Jews, but He's the King of the Gentiles as well this morning. As they looked into the eyes of Jesus, they said, where is He that is born King of the Jews? When they got here, they seen that promise of God. They seen that promised King. But in verse number 6, it says that they seen that promised a governor, the one that would rule. They seen that promised governor, the one that would take on his shoulders the government of all men. Friends, this morning I'm excited to relay to you this morning that the promise of God is still in Jesus Christ. It is not in no denomination. It is not in no preacher. It is in no oath. It is in no section. It is in nothing this morning but in the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you want the promise of God on your life this morning, it'll only come through Jesus. When them wise men, they looked down, you know what they seen? They seen the promise of God. They seen salvation. They seen a king. They seen a governor. They seen a ruler. They seen who they needed. And this morning when they looked down, they seen that promised Savior. They knew that He was the King of the Jews. They knew He was a governor, but they had been prophesied to all their life that He was the one that would save them from their sin. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 21. We see only He's not only a king. We see He's not only a governor. Hey, but this morning I've got good news. He is the Savior of this world this morning. As we see this morning in Matthew chapter number 1 and verse number 21, the Bible says, and she shall bring forth a son. I thank God for that this morning. And she shall bring forth the son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Woo, glory. They shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Friends, this morning, I've got good news this morning. The only person that can save you from your sin this morning is Jesus Christ. Hey, when them wise men looked down, you know what made them wise? As they was looking for Jesus, amen. Hey, this morning, if you want to be wise, it doesn't matter what you do for a living. The only person this morning that is wise this morning is the one that seeks after Jesus Christ, after God Almighty. Look what the Bible says. He promised a king. He was promised to be the governor. He was promised to be the Savior. Hey, but this morning, He was promised to be the peace of this world. If you don't have peace in your life, you need to get Jesus, amen. Hey, He provides peace. He provides rest. Hey, it was prophesied in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6, the Bible says, for unto us a child is born. Friends, this morning when Jesus was born and then wise men got there and they looked down, they realized that that promise had come about. What they had been looking for, the Messiah, the way out, the one that would save them from their sin. When they looked on Him, they seen the eyes of God. When they looked down, they seen exactly who he was. This week, all week long, I've been telling my wife and my daughter, I said, when we go to see that baby this week, it's going to be in 4D. And they said, no, it's not going to be in 4D. I said, yeah, it's going to be clear. We're going to be able to see the baby. They said, no, it's not going to be in 4D. I thought, well, that's what the doctor said about a month ago, but hey, it may not be, okay? We walked into that baby's doctor visit. I want you to know when I walk in there, I grin from ear to ear. Oh, son, are you happy, man? I'm happy. A child's going to be born, amen? A gift has been given. Man, I grin from ear to ear. Everybody says, you not know you're about to be 42? Hey, that's okay. That's okay. My RPMs run high anyway, amen? Hey, and I got in there, and we sat down, and they laid her back on that table. It's not going to get graphic, trust me. I'm just telling you this. She laid back on that table, and as they rubbed that there, that thing popped up in 4D, and Brandy said, well, I didn't know it was going to be in 4D. I said, I have to myself, not to her, a good husband don't say it out. Come on. But I thought to myself, now all week long I've been telling you we're going to get a 4D because that's what the doctor said. He said, how do you know that, preacher? Let me tell you, when Kaylee was born, I was lost going to a devil's hell. I was hell bound when Kaylee was born. I didn't take that gift that God gave me seriously. Even though she's a gift from God, I didn't take it seriously. Listen to me this morning. Don't get off track here. You must take this birth seriously. You must take it seriously. If you don't believe he was born of a virgin, I want you to know you're going to miss heaven. You must believe that this morning, that he was born of a virgin, that he died and he rose again. That's the gospel this morning. You must take it seriously. You must not say, preacher, I didn't know. I didn't know we was going to have to do it this way. The Bible is clear that by what it says this morning that he was born of a virgin without sin. He was without sin. He that knew no sin took upon my sin. He that knew no sin took on my sin. My friends, I want you to know, as I got there and I thought about that baby and I thought about that birth that's going to come forth and we got to see exactly what it was, I looked at that baby on that 4D, Brother JD, and I seen God's hand all over him. I seen God's promise all over that baby. Hey, we've been praying for years and finally quit praying because we didn't know if God would answer. I got good news for you this morning. If you've been praying for something, don't you give up. Hey, I want you to know God will provide. He provides a way. He provides the truth because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He makes that promise to you this morning. He made that promise to me. And he says this, unto us a child is born. Unto us a child is born. Jesus Christ, when he was born for one reason and one reason only. That is to save you from your sin. That's it. Let me show you this in Isaiah 9:6. Man, as we got in there, she said, I didn't know we was going to have a 4D. I was thinking, boy, I got that right. I got that right. Folks, this morning I want you to know I may not know a lot of things, but there's one thing I got right. I know Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I know he is the way. I know he's the truth, and I know he's the life. I know if you want to be saved, it'll only come through Jesus. But the Bible says, oh, he's the promise, that peace. Isaiah 9:6, we're talking about the promise of God. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, there's that government that's promised, shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You'll never get peace with God without Jesus. He's the peacemaker. He's the mediator. He's the one that makes all things right, Jesus Christ, this morning. But I see in the text this morning, the wise men, they seen Jesus. When they looked down at that baby, they seen that promise of God. They said, man, that's a promise right there. Have you ever had God make you a promise and keep it? I have. You know, God can't lie. God can't lie. He said, you ask anything according to his will, he'll give it. Friends, this morning, you start asking according to his will, and he'll give you the desires of your heart when you delight yourself in God. But I see this morning, not only is there a promise there this morning with these wise men, when they looked into the eyes of Jesus, they seen a promise. Do you like people telling you something and not do it? I'm just going to stop right there. You know what? And I used to be bad about this. I can't stand a liar. I know they ain't got nothing to do with preaching, but I just had to come out. Can you? I can't. You know one person that's never lied to me? That's God. He's never lied to me. When he tells me the way it is in this book, that's the way it is. When it ain't going that way, it ain't on him, it's on me. This morning I see the promise in God's word. He promises me that he'll never leave me nor forsake me. That's what he promises me in the word. But I see that they said not only the promise of God was on Jesus, the wise men seen, but let me show you this in verse number 11. The power of God was on Jesus. Not only the promise, but the power. Folks, this morning I want you to know something. When God's promised you something, he'll give you the power to go through it. Let me show you this in verse number 11. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. Here's that power. It's just a baby laying there. And when they come into the house, they fell down and worshiped him. The power of God was on Jesus. When they looked down, they fell down. They worshiped him and they opened their treasures. I want to stop right here. This is a main point I don't want you to miss. Verse number 11, they fell down. Turn with me to Philippians chapter number 2 this morning, if you will, in verse number 9. I want to share this main point with you. Philippians chapter number 2 in verse number 9. I don't want you to miss this. He's talking about the promise, but the power of God. The power that is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at this. We have a promise, but we see the power of God was on Jesus. How do you know that, preacher? Paul said, wherefore, in verse number 9, wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, 121, Matthew 121 said, and they'll call his name Jesus. When they got there and they said, this is Jesus. When you get to where Jesus is, I'm not talking about you get to where the church is. I'm not talking about where your mom and daddy is. I'm not talking about where your mama and popo is. I'm talking about when you get where Jesus is. When you get in the presence of Jesus, even if he's a baby or if he's grown, when Jesus is Jesus, and when you get in the presence of Jesus, you get in that promise that he's promised you, that all my power come upon you. Look at this morning, that at the name of Jesus, not at my name and not at your name, in the world we live in, people want us to bow down to them. Can I say to you this morning, there's only one knee that we should bow to. Our knee bows to one man, his name's God. Jesus Christ this morning. Oh, glory to God, that sets me afire. You know, when them wise men got there, they seen that promise. But they said, man, there's some power right here, son. That at the name of Jesus in verse number 10, every knee should bow. He said, preacher, I'm not going to bow my knee. You may not bow it here. And I know this is on the internet and they can listen too. You may not bow here, but let me tell you something. When the Bible says every knee's going to bow, every knee's going to bow. And you can bow here or you can bow over yonder. And if you wait till you get over yonder to bow, you'll bow and you'll be straight to the devil's hell. Listen to this preacher this morning. I'm telling you this morning that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. You're going to bow. Might as well do it here so you can go to heaven and not do it over yonder where he'll sentence you to the devil's hell. He sent Jesus that our sin might be washed away. Oh, he says, and at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow on things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue. Oh, man, when you bow that knee, that tongue's going to open up. Amen. I've seen people get on a conviction of the Holy Ghost. They come to the altar and they meet Jesus. And they get down, they say, I don't know what to say. I ain't got a clue how to ask him into my heart. It don't take but a minute. You just tell him what you need. You just tell him what you need. Tell him you need salvation. And most of the time, you just start on this way right here. You just confess that he is the Son of God. When you confess that he is Lord, I'm talking about Lord. Jesus Christ, you're Lord. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. What are we confessing? Lord Jesus. Shall believe in thine heart that God had done what? Raised him from the dead. What will happen, preacher? Thou shalt be saved. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He says this morning that promise of God, that power of God was on Jesus. And I don't want you to miss this. When they got to where he was at, they was looking for him. Man, they fell before him. Man, they fell before him. They fell down and they worshiped him. And this right here just really gets me. And when they had, in verse number 11, when they had opened their treasures, the Bible says, oh, glory to God. The Bible says, Matthew gives the account in Matthew 6:21. When they opened their treasures, Matthew 6:21, the Bible says, where your treasure is, Oh, come on now, talk to me right there. Matthew 6:21, he says, where your treasure is. When they got to where Jesus was, they opened up their treasure. What did they open up when they got there? They opened up their heart. Listen, when you come to Jesus, open up your heart. Open up your heart. Been saved 30 years, preacher. Open up your heart. Let God be what God is. Let him be who he is. When he searches that heart, open it up. Look what he says in Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He says, and when they got there, they fell down, worshiped him. We're talking about the power. And when they had opened their treasures, you see, God didn't open their treasures. He'll knock at your heart's door. Listen to this preacher this morning. It'll be up to you if you're going to allow him to come in. He won't pry in. He won't get a pry bar. He won't get an east wing hammer and beat his way in. He won't. It's free will. When he gets to that place in your life and you see Jesus and you fall down before him, it'll be up to you if you open your treasure, if you open your heart and say, Lord Jesus. He said this, though, they brought some gifts. I see that this morning in the text. They brought and they presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I thought about this, and I want to share it with you. They offered what they had. They brought the gifts, but all God wants is you. All he wants is you. If he gets you, he gets everything you got. He can get everything you got and not get you, and it won't do you a bit of good. You can give him everything you got. That ain't what he wants. He wants you. He sent his son that he'll get you. Well, I'm not going to go, but I'll just send a gift. You ever heard anybody say that? I'm not going to go. I can't go to family get together this year. This ain't going to go, but I'll send a gift. Maybe my family the only one says that. Uh-oh, open my mouth on that one. Come on now, y'all know that. I'm not going to go, but I'll send a gift. That'd be the right thing to do. You know what? This morning when I read that text and they came and they fell down, you can't get the gift without getting the giver. I want the gift of salvation. You won't get salvation without the giver. I want to go to heaven, but man, I don't want nothing to do with Jesus. You won't go to heaven. See, it ain't about the gift. It's about the giver. It's about the giver. God gave Jesus. Who was Jesus? Man, Jesus is God. He come in humanity. He took on flesh to know our pain, to know our problems, to know what we go through. He took on that flesh. He lived like us, but without any sin. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is this. If you want the promise of God, and you want his power on your life, you'll only get it through Jesus. He sent his best that we be delivered. He sent his best. And I want to show you the last thing that I seen in this text. When they looked into the eyes of Jesus, they not only seen a promise. I'll never forget the day I got saved. I'd heard it all my life. And I kept living the same way I was. Trying to get over. You can't get over it till you get under it. Under what? Under the blood. There is a fountain that flows with blood. And it flows from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. All their guilty stains. That day I knew that if I call on the Lord, he made a promise that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise he had to stick to. No matter what I'd ever done, if I just called on him, called on Jesus, listen to me this morning, I'd be saved. When the Lord saved my soul, he gave me power. And if you're saved in here, he's gave you power. And that power is this. When things come your way and you don't know how to handle it, there's a little word that you got to understand that God gives you the ability to say that you didn't have the ability to say when you was lost. And it's a big, I don't know if you'll get it or not. It took me a while to get this in. No. When Satan come my way, no. When troubles come my way, no. No. I'm sold out. I'm not my own no more. I've been bought with a price. Not only did he give me a promise, not only does he give me power to say no against things of this world, listen to me this morning, but the third thing we see in this text, when they looked into the eyes of Jesus, they not only seen the promise and the power, but they seen the protection that Jesus brings. They seen the protection that Jesus brings. This morning, I want to ask you something this morning. Have you relied on that promise when Jesus was born? That I know he was born to save me from my sin. Am I standing on that promise? If you are this morning, I want you to know you've got more power that lives inside of you than you could ever imagine. I've not even tapped into the power that God's given me to resist Satan and flee from him. The Bible says if you resist him, he'll flee from you. But look at the protection I want to show you in verse number 12. He protected. Hey, they said, I know when I looked into Jesus, I knew that was my promise right there. Son, that's my way out. That's my ticket. That's my way out. That's my way out. Well, I got a hold of him. I got a hold of some power. And I got a hold of his protection. Look at me in verse 12. What the Bible says. Here's that protection. They come to the promise and they seen his power. And being warned, they was warned of God. This morning, if you've been saved, you've been warned of God. You have. Don't you go back that same way. Huh? Yes. Don't you go. Even in the birth of Jesus, it shows you go a different way. When they was toting the cross, Simon the Cyrenian was going a different way. But when he met Jesus, he toted the cross. He turned around and went the other way. Any man, I don't care who he is, and any woman, any boy, any girl, when they meet Jesus, they go a different way. If you're not going a different way, you've not met this Jesus. Listen to me this morning. You go a different way when you meet him. He sends you a different way. He puts a different... Why? Because you receive that promise when you look into Jesus. You receive that power when you look into Jesus. And you receive his protection. Look what he says. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. Herod was nothing more than a picture of Satan. Sinful man. What are you talking about, preacher? He committed abortion before abortion ever came. He said, tell me where Jesus is. Said he's being mocked down here. If you'll look on down there where he's being mocked in verse 16. He said, every boy is born 2-year-old and down, kill him. Kill him, I want him dead. Could you imagine? Somebody walked in this building right now and you got a 2-year-old in your hand. They snatched him out of your hand. Took him out of this building and killed him. Could you imagine that? That's how wicked that man was. Listen to me. No matter how wicked this world gets, I want you to listen. No matter how wicked it gets, it doesn't matter how doom and gloom it sounds. Listen to me this morning. Our protection is not in this government. Our protection is in King Jesus. Our protection this morning is in the Savior of this world. Our peace this morning comes through the Prince of Peace. And that's Jesus Christ. He says in verse number 12, and they departed into their own country another way. They didn't go the same way that they did go. They went another way. This morning, brothers and sisters, when you and I come to where Jesus is and see him as our King, our governor, our Savior, and our peace, we will truly experience the promise, the power, and the protection of God. Have you ever received Jesus? That's what Christmas is about. The birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to share this with you. I preach against all kind of stuff. You know I do. And sometimes he makes me eat it. He does. Yesterday, me and Brandy went to Tupelo to a store, going to get a real deal. Y'all know them real deals. Everything's $7. Just come on. Don't fall for that. If it sounds too good to be true, usually it's too good to be true. And we was coming down the road, and we got to a stop sign, and on the back of a bumper, on that back of that bumper, and I started to share this morning, but somebody needs to hear this. I don't listen to country music. God can use country music to get your attention. I'll use that right now. I'll tell you that because he did mine yesterday. And on the bumper of that car, it said, "Take it easy." And it said, "Sitting on a corner in Winslow, Arizona." And when I read that, I said, "Brandy said, what's that?" I said, "What is that? I've heard that before. What is that?" She said, "I don't know." I said, "I can't remember. What is that?" I said, "Google it. See what it is." And it was the Eagles. And they were singing, "Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy." I blowed it off, brushed it off. I said, "Nah, nah. That's the flesh." We went into a place to eat and we sat down. And man, it's been a pretty good week this past week. Turmoil, hallelujah week. Said things I shouldn't have said. Done things that, can I get a witness? "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, not Brother BJ's." Can I get a witness? And as we sat down to eat and they brought our food out and laid it out there, we blessed that food and when we raised our head up, the Eagles come on. "Take it easy." I said, "Lord, I understand." So we're talking about preacher. This Christmas, if I can give you anything, if you're born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, and only you know, there's only one person in this room I know that's saved, and that's me. That's me. I don't know your heart, and you don't know nobody's heart. The Bible says only God knows the heart, and he tries the reins. No other man. And God sent me here this morning just to tell you this right here. If you know Jesus, and you're living in his promise, that what he's promised you, eternal life, and you're living in that promise, you know that power is on you, and you feel his protection all around you, just take it easy. Just take it easy. He's in control, and he's on the throne. And if there's any saving going to get done, hello, he's going to do the saving. If there's any homes that's going to be fixed, he's going to do the fixing, right? So this morning, the only thing I want you to do this Christmas season, just look into the eyes of Jesus. Look into that Savior that was born. Stand on his promise. Stand in his power. And let him protect you the rest of your life. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you that we can come to this place and we can just take it easy. Lord God, there's so much that cannot affect us in this room. Lord God, the bill collector, he can't get us in here. Glory to God, there ain't no service. Lord, the only service we want here is spiritual. Father God, things of this world cannot get in here, Father, if we don't allow it. Father God, we rebuke the devourer from our homes. And Father God, we rebuke him from our family. We don't want him around our family. Lord God, all he's done is come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said you've come. And we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. And Lord God, I want to live the abundant life. Lord, I'm not talking about abundance in things. But I'm talking about the abundance when I read your word. I see your promise. I want to stand on it. When I see your power, I want to stand on it. And Lord God, even when devil's trying to rip things apart, I want to stand on your protection. Whoever it is this morning that's running rapid and don't know what to do, I pray they just take it easy and bask it in your love. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, I ask you to stand.